dock workers throw frozen fish through the hatch and into a large bin, and deckhands help transfer the headed and gutted bait into containers.
What's the bait?
Chum salmon. Chum salmon.
They're not the favorite salmon, I'm guessing?
No.
Well, but they are a favorite of fish. They're oily. Other fish consider them delicious.
Terry Haynes is a longtime Kodiak fisherman, and both he and his son are deckhands on the trip. That means they set gear and bring in the fish so that the scientists on board can focus on the research.
You know, they can see how we harvest the resource, and then we can see how they assess the stock. And it's a kind of a great to have that interaction between, I think, the harvester and the scientist.
It's also a good way to make some extra cash.
With the cod stock the way it is, this is a pretty good job right now this winter. And it's not during the regular longline season when I would be doing regular halibut and black cod.
Haynes says this particular research trip focuses on the halibut reproductive cycle.
So we're going out there and gathering both males and females, and they take all kinds of different samples, and they use those for their science. They take that back to the lab and get it all figured out, and their scientists make an assessment based on this data that they've gathered from the field.
They need 30 males and 30 females, and they'll head back to town whenever they catch the required amount. Jörg Schmeiser, part owner of the longliner, the Kemasu, says the crew's pay is the same no matter what. $350 a day for 5 days. Get the job done the first day or the fifth, it's still the same amount. And he says for him and his vessel, participating in the research has been essential.
It's become a viable chunk of the program here. You know, without it, I don't know.
It's like a puzzle.
I don't know. We wouldn't be.
The right one, and then it all
we wouldn't.
Out.
I don't know. If we would have the boat even. You know, it's. It's gotten pretty skinny on the catcher phase end of the long line here for us without a cod season now, and so this definitely helps.
He says he does abundant surveys with IPHC in the summer and the rare survey in the winter, like this one. He says they fish halibut and black cod in the spring and fall and used to fish Pacific cod in the wintertime. The reproductive study is one of a few projects IPHC is doing in Kodiak. The Commission's Biological and Ecosystem Science Program Manager, Josette Planis, says they collect halibut samples at the beginning of each month.
To basically understand reproductive progression and maturity in both males and females of Pacific halibut throughout their entire reproductive annual cycle and how maturity advances and progresses throughout the year.
He says the project started a few months ago and is set to wrap up in August or September. Planis mentions two other projects, one which they completed in November, studied hook release techniques in the longline fishery to better understand the injury to fish and the effect on their survival rate. The other study looks at halibut size.
So those fish are getting smaller every year in certain areas, and we're trying to understand whether growth plays a role in this decrease in size at age.
According to an IPHC end-of-year assessment for 2017, Pacific halibut stock saw a steady decline between the late 1990s and about 2010 due to shrinking size at age and weaker recruitment strengths. A report from IPHC's November meeting in Seattle, Washington, shows a high risk for stock decline over the next few years. IPHC will discuss that decline and next steps at its upcoming meeting in Portland, Oregon, later this month. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche.